can
teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Thanks for tuning in with us this lovely fall afternoon. Not too cold out there today, so go out there and enjoy the weather while it lasts. And here in the studio, I am joined by DJ Umlaut. Thank you for joining me.
I'm back. You thought you got rid of me, but you were wrong.
Yep. As much as I would want to try to get rid of you. Nope. Well, thanks for being here. This is your DJ Jeb, and you are listening to the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to two songs. The first was Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. The inspiration for this song actually came from a famous photo called Child with Toy Hand Grenade in Central Park, which prompted Nash to reflect on the messages given to children about war and thus write the song Teach Your Children.
Huh, I never knew that. That's a pretty cool fact.
Yeah, there's a lot of... if you do a little bit of digging, you can find a lot of fun facts about the songs. Speaking of which, not so interesting, but Heart of Gold we listened to by Neil Young afterwards, which was the only song by Neil Young to ever be a number one single in the U.S. So, if you are just tuning in, this is the Road Trip Hour, and we usually just play whatever music we think kind of flows. And we think fits the vibe for this afternoon. So today I've picked a lot of kind of low-key music with a lot with some kind of fall-themed. So stick around, enjoy the music. And if you want to call in for any reason, you know, suggest music, talk, or anything, call the 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
And your eyes were on the Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
If you're just joining us, you were listening to the Road Trip Hour. Thanks for tuning in. We are playing some easy listening music this hour, some with fall theme, some without. We just listened to two songs. The first one was The Night We Met, featuring Phoebe Bridgers by Lord Huron. Lord Huron is the name of a band which was inspired by Lake Huron, if you couldn't have guessed, where the founding member Ben Schneider grew up. And then we took a brief departure from the fall theme to listen to Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. Now, it's called Summer Breeze, but I think it has a little bit of a fall vibe to it, in addition to summer, but I think it fits just as well in fall.
Perhaps, but let me tell you, out there, that's no summer breeze. That is a winter icy breeze.
Well, yeah, what we've been feeling is winter icy breezes. Except this afternoon has been pretty nice. But, well, yeah, it would be nice to have a warm summer breeze like
it sure
in
would.
The song. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you want to call in with any questions or suggestions or anything, feel free to dial 855-915-WMFO. Also, if you're interested in any of the songs that I've played this hour and you missed me ID them, you can go to WMFO.org, look for the Road Trip Hour, and it should have a playlist with all the songs we played on this hour. Thank you. We're back, working our way steadily through the hour. We just had a set of two songs, beginning with Cough Syrup by Young the Giant, which that's actually the band's oldest song, and it was written when they weren't even signed and were still performing under the name The Jakes.
Wow.
Yeah, they've since become very popular, and I think Cough Syrup's a great song. Then we listen to Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, the second Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song of the hour. And this was a request from our very own DJ Umlaut.
Yeah, bringing in the song requests, of course.
Yes, thank you very much. That's a classic. One of my favorite songs by that group.
It's a good one. They got a great bass line in there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we're just going to keep on going. We're going to keep on chugging.
is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Every border's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing. Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight.
We are about halfway through the hour, actually 1 minute over halfway through the hour. Thanks for sticking with us so far. We just had another set, two songs. You know what, maybe I should stop saying it was two songs, because most of my sets are two songs.
It's a pretty standard set number, I think.
So. All right, maybe I'll stop mentioning it. But anyway, first we listened to Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, which was a request from my grandma, so thanks for listening, Grandma. And then we listen to Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
Good song.
It is a good song. An interesting fact about both of these songs, though, is that they have very popular covers. Hallelujah was covered by Rufus Wainwright. That's very popular. And Dancing in the Moonlight was covered by Top Loader.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever actually heard the original of Hallelujah before.
Yeah. It's good. I think for both, I prefer the covers. But... that being said, I still do very much enjoy the originals.
They're good songs, yeah.
So, as we are halfway through the hour, we are going to do a quick PSA with regard to our donations drive that we are currently having. So, here you go.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Thank you. tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Make
We're back again. We have just listened to two great songs, beginning with Sister Golden Hair by America, which, funnily enough, the band America was formed in London by three members who were all children of U.S. Air Force personnel in London. You'd think, like, somewhere in Midwest or down south, you know, with a name like America. But no, London.
Yeah, lots of stuff comes out of London these days.
Yeah, well, this was a little bit longer than ago than these days. And then we moved on to Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel. Another request from our very own DJ Umlaut. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It definitely fits the kind of low-key fall vibe.
Exactly. That's what we're going for here.
Yeah. All right. So we have still have some good time left, and if you'd like to call in, don't hesitate to drop us a line at 855-915-9636.
Chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair.
Tonight in Atlantic City.
Alright, we are about done with the hour, and we just listened to three good songs. I should also stop saying they're good songs, because I wouldn't be playing them if I didn't like them.
Well, I should hope not.
Yeah. First, we listened to a cover of Mr. Tambourine Man by The Byrds. The Byrds actually... Let's see. The song... their cover was pretty popular. Not as popular as the original, but it brought attention to the folk rock and jangle pop subgenres. Then we listened to Atlantic City by The Band. The Band actually, they achieved worldwide recognition when Bob Dylan hired them for his world tour in 1966. And then in 1977, just 11 years later, they had kind of drifted apart and they weren't really performing. They did a couple studio projects together, but... They were a pretty short-lived band. And then, finally, we listened to Jackie Blue by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. The band and actually initially wanted to be named Family Tree, but then they found out the name was taken, so they held a naming party to kind of come up with a new name for the band, and they settled on Cosmic Corncob and His Amazing Ozark Mountain Daredevils. And from there... And no one really wanted to be known as Cosmic Corncob, so they shortened it to its current form, Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Sometimes they gotta make compromises, you know?
Exactly. I personally would have loved being known as a member of the Cosmic Corncob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily.
Thanks for sticking with us this hour. You were tuned in to the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have time for, I think, one more song, maybe two. We're going to be listening to Everything I Own by Bread. And they chose the name Bread for the band while they were actually stopped behind a truck carrying bread at a stoplight. So it just shows, you know, anything can be a source of inspiration for your band.
Band names come from everything.
Yeah.
From weird naming parties to... staring at the back of a truck.
Yeah. These are two extreme examples, but we get the gist. Anyway, so we'll listen to that. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's been a great hour, and I hope everyone tunes in again next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. Thank you. Don't